So hi, on the Grinds Podcast. I'm Shane.
I'm Glory.
Happy Monday.
It's a Monday, dude, for sure.
Remember last week, I was like, dude, I'm feeling the vibes this week. I'm feeling the positive vibes. Mm-hmm.
This week, I am not feeling those vibes. I am not feeling vibes any sort of positive vibes at all. This week is going to be what it's going to be. The only thing getting me through this week is Tate McRae announced a New Jersey show last Thursday at 6 o'clock. And then tickets go on sale this Thursday at 10 a.m. So I will see you in the Live Nation queue Thursday, 10 a.m. We're duking it
out. Are you actually going?
Oh,
yeah.
Are
you actually going to that?
Yeah. Abby and I are going. I liked her record a lot. We didn't talk about it on the podcast, but I liked her record a lot.
That's like crazy to me, because that is like, dude, what the fuck?
As long as the tickets aren't too expensive. I mean, you know, she's got a sold out world tour right now. I'm not expecting these tickets to be cheap, but I'll be there if I can get in for not $1 billion.
What's like your ticket limit?
I'm hoping like 100, 150 at the most, like after fees.
For one or two?
For one.
Wow, Abby, you're willing to drop $150
after fees. Well, yeah, because it'll be $50 in fees. The face value on the ticket will only be $100, so that makes me feel good.
Dude, you need to, like, you're at like a 10 right now. I need you at like a 3,
dude,
maybe.
I've seen what happens to this venue in particular, PNC Bank, when a popular artist comes in, and the ticket prices are not pretty. That's why I'm like, my max has to be dumb high. Like $60 is getting me on the lawn. Is like where my head's
That's
at, because
crazy.
The Fall Out Boy show, every seat was $130 minimum at PNC.
That's like nauseating.
Yes,
that's
I don't
awful.
Have high hopes. But listen, the parking's free, so you know, you take some, you win some, you lose some.
They got
some.
You there.
Yeah, they got me
no,
there.
No, it's like, that's kind of awesome. Yeah. Like, you should just go more, you know?
Well, it is 30
free
minutes
parking,
from my house,
parking.
So I go enough as it is during the summer. I like going there. I just don't like paying the prices sometimes. But I, you know, if I pay $10 or $15 or $20 more than like what I would pay for Camden, I just remember that I don't have to pay for parking, whereas when I go to Camden, it's $40 minimum for me to park.
Jesus
so
fucking Christ.
That's it hurts more coming out of the bank account in the short term, but in the long term, I'm saving money.
You're planning ahead.
I'm three steps ahead of Live Nation at all times.
I overestimated how many steps ahead you were. I said five, you said three. I'm sorry.
Dude, it's okay. But yeah, these Tate McRae tickets, they're getting me through this week.
Yeah.
But the ticket prices will probably ruin the rest of my week when I see them.
Yeah.
So that's fucking sick. But on the total 180 flip side, last night I was at Starland Ballroom. Attila, Born of Osiris, Traitors, Extortionist, Not Enough Space. Dude.
Oh, Attila.
What a fucking night. What a bill. I haven't been to a heavy show in a second. I think Beartooth was my last one.
That was ages ago.
Yeah, so I was really fiending for a heavy show, and boy, oh boy, did I get it. Not Enough Space was cool. Not a lot of people were there for their set, because they came on 30 minutes after Doors, but they were a cool band. Ooh. I only got to catch some of it because, like everybody else, I showed up a little late, but I went there knowing that I wanted to catch some of their set, so I caught about half of it. They only played for like 20 minutes.
That's not bad.
So, you know, they were on and off. And then, you know, we got Extortionist came on, and we went from metalcore to straight up death metal, deathcore, heavy shit, ass beaten in the pit.
Yeah.
You know the vibes.
Did you do any of that? Did you hop in the... No,
I'm going to be honest with you, bro. I bruised my rib coughing too hard. I would probably get my shit rocked in a pit.
Most likely. Yeah.
I bruised my little delicate rib coughing, and now it hurts to breathe when I breathe too hard. So,
stay the fuck away from the pit, man.
Yeah, bro.
Get seats.
I was standing on the outskirts last night, and I'm like, but what if somebody falls on my rib?
What? You're fucking stressing. Dude. Holy shit.
So, Yeah, no.
Did anyone fall on your rib?
No one fell on my rib. We were good last night.
I'm so happy to hear that.
So yeah, you weren't catching me anywhere near the pit, any further, mm-hmm. any closer than I was last night.
No.
I stood near the pit, you know, to feel something, to really feel alive.
I'm in the pit, but I might get punched
in the face, but I had like two or three yeah. people in front of me at all times. So like they'd have to be really tall. They'd have to be really long arms. So
yep. mm-hmm.
yeah, that was the vibe last night. But Extortionists came on. They were pretty cool. The crowd, like the pit was kind of dead for them, but like it seemed like the front was into them, like because you know there's a couple rows before the pit, it seemed like those people were into them, but the crowd, like the pit, wasn't moshing, even though they were just as heavy as Traitors, which was the next band that came on. It was weird, but they put on a good show. And then Traitors came on. Last time I saw them, it was with Attack and Belmont, and someone got thrown out during their set. So Attack
and Belmont. Now that I know Belmont, yeah. I can appreciate the fuck out of that lineup.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, it was a good tour. But Traitors came on. They got 45 minutes. 45 minutes of straight up ass beaters. They always put on a great show. One of the dudes in front of me got punched in the face. So that was pretty sick.
Did a fight break out?
No. It was just like in the pit. Like he was standing in front of me, but then he went in the pit. And he came back and had gotten punched in the face, probably just by like stray hand.
What happened to just like dancing? You know, like do we have to like beat people now to like really feel the music? Like when I listen to like an angry song, I jokingly say like I need to beat someone's ass to this. I don't do that. Like that can't be normal. It's just fucking wild to me. I will never be able to wrap my head around just fucking doing that shit. That's just wild.
Neither can I, honestly. I like to watch it from afar, but like I know I would get
like
afar. Yeah, I know that my insurance, it would be getting rung the hell up if I went in there.
Oh my god. Dude, shit. Yeah. No, I can't even think about that shit.
Yeah. So yeah, and then I can't remember if it was Traitors or Born of Osiris. I think it was Born of Osiris, but I watched someone pick somebody up and use them as a battering ram.
What? Are you fucking with me?
Dude, I'm dead fucking serious. This person willingly got picked up and was used as a battering ram.
What the fuck? What?
No one got thrown out.
What? Shit. Oh my god, so they were like swinging them.
Uh-huh. Like picked them up and was like swinging like a bat.
Oh my god. That's crazy. Were they intoxicated? Were they just high as shit?
I have no idea what they were, dude. That was just, I was like, what the hell?
Whoa. That's kind of awesome, though.
Yeah, I was like, that honestly, that's a little badass. Like, that wouldn't be me. I'd get a concussion and all my teeth would be gone, but...
Yeah, no. Yeah. I would be in the ER, like, immediately. Like, they just pick me up and I'd be gone. Yeah.
Like, stop, I bruised my rib.
Please, my rib. Holy shit.
Oh, God. But yeah, Traitors, they put on a great show. Born of Osiris also put on a great show. They just come out and they just boom, 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 boom for a fucking hour. They didn't stop. You know, that was my first time seeing them, although I have been familiar with them. We covered their last record, the most recent single, so we've been following them for a second. Familiar with the band, but really hadn't checked them out before that show. Put on a pretty sick performance, so that was a good time. And then... the band that I was there for, that I've been dying to see since last May, Attila. Bro, I don't even care how good or bad the music is. They put on one hell of a show. It was so fun. I know you're keeping the dead straight face over there because you haven't even seen them live and you disagree with everything I'm saying, but
it's like an Attila, dude. Holy shit,
it was so much fun. I don't know, Franz is a good front man.
I was gonna say that is Franz, right? Yeah, the guy who ran for president.
Yeah, he claims he is. I think it's
still.
I don't know. I don't know. I think that was all a joke, but okay. funny nonetheless.
It's so funny. Oh my god.
Yeah, but
so
he's a great front man. And the band, bro, they're like the songs are the songs, but they're I know they're not the best band. Like, they kind of suck a little bit, but that's what's so good about them. Like, the songs suck a little bit.
The songs are the songs.
Like, bro, you're gonna tell me like Metalcore Manson or Middle Fingers Up is a good song? Like, you're gonna listen to that song, you're gonna listen to the lyrics of that song and be like, that's a great song. I can't believe they wrote that. That must have taken so much time to come up with. Like, come on. I'm well aware that the band sucks a little bit, but I love them. So,
you know what? I'm happy you found your sucky band. You have multiple sucky bands, actually. Dude, you gotta have a limit somewhere, man, or else like your entire fucking taste is thrown out. That's fucking ridiculous.
But yeah, they put on a good show. I was glad to finally see them. I wish they played longer, which is probably something no one has ever said about Attila, but I wish they played longer. That was a fun time. Good show. Glad I went. Coming up, I got Avoid on Friday, and next Thursday, I got The Ghost Inside. I was able to get a nice cheap resale ticket, like 20 bucks, so I'm not going to pass up 20 bucks to go see The Ghost Inside.
Why the hell not, man?
Yeah. Hell yeah. And you got your little your show.
Flat out.
Yeah.
In fucking California next weekend. It's official. I can go, guys.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. But yeah, and then that's it right now. I don't know if I'm going to the other two shows I mentioned last week, but yeah.
Nice. Hell yeah. Well,
hell yeah.
We're jumping right into it. We got albums, EPs, no EPs, albums and singles,
no
remixes. You know the vibes this week. Getting right into it. See You Space Cowboy dropped their new album, Coup de Grace. I still haven't forgotten how to say the name, bro.
I
practice it a lot.
You practice it a lot. Hell yeah. We actually spoke to Connie from See You Space Cowboy. That was a big deal for, I think, both of us.
Yeah.
That was really cool to actually be able to do. You could go check that out. It came out last week, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Last
album release
Friday.
Yeah.
This album is incredible. I think the best way to describe it is like if Panic at the Disco, like Vices and Virtues era, was like heavier and probably like a lot better.
It's got that theatrical feel, so
exactly, yeah. Visually theatrical, whatever, theatrically, that's not a word, but it is now. Genuinely, start to finish, this album is fucking incredible. I like that they have kind of a voiceover, a person who's guiding you through it. I have a narrator throughout the entire thing. I like that they have a story. I think it's just so good, and it's so fun to listen to. It's like theater kids have that edge now, and it's like, yeah, no, I fucking play Matilda, but like I listen to hard shit too. You know, that was the first theater play I could think of. But yeah, no, it was great. My favorite song off of it is still, where is it? Silhouettes in Motion.
Mm-hmm.
Because the interlude / spoken word / whatever they would like to call it before it, Respite for a Tragic Tale, is just fucking incredible. And it leading into Silhouettes in Motion genuinely still blows my mind. I love it so much. Also, my second favorite is Lubricant Like Kerosene with Kim Dracula. Fucking incredible. Great record. Loved it a lot. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes. I really enjoyed the record. Huge shout out to iris.exe. That's the voice narrator kind of guiding you through the record. I really, really enjoyed this record. It blew me the fuck away. Mm-hmm. The first time I heard it, I got fucking goosebumps. I like, you know, because Allow Us to Set the Scene starts with the spoken word and then turns into a song at the end of it. And like that transition, when you know that the song is starting, the first time I heard that, I got fucking goosebumps. I was like, there ain't no way. That song blew me the hell away. I like the, you know, the theatrical vibe, the even, you know, they keep that going all the way to the end with Curtain Call as the closer. It's got that that ending feel. I mean, they call it curtain call. It's got the feeling of a curtain call.
They did
like
the
you're
thing.
Like you're at a play. So that creates a very unique and interesting listening experience going through the record. So with that being said, highly recommend listening to the album in full. The singles were great on their own, but there's a lot to say about the songs in the context of the album, not to pull out that famous line. Lubricant Like Kerosene is probably my favorite. That song blew me the hell away every single time I've heard it. Some other favorites, To the Dance Floor for Shelter, because you got Courtney on there.
That's a good one.
Rhythm and Rapture, Red Wine and Discontent. I could sit here and name basically every song off the record, but it would start to get really boring and obnoxious, and it would seem like I didn't listen to it. But I really enjoyed the record. I've been spinning this one a lot. Like, I think, you know, I said it in the interview in the start, I think that this is going to do big things for the band. Have been seeing a lot of people excited about it. You know, they had a bunch of hype around them, but I really think that, you know, coming off the back of their last record, but I think that this one, they've really leveled up musically and sonically and as a band. And I think that, you know, people are getting on board. They're getting on board with the singles, but I think now that the full record's out, like, this is one of those releases where, like, if you like heavy music, like, people are going to be telling you to check this the hell out, because I think it's going to shake things up big time, honestly.
Definitely. Yeah. I 100% agree. Because I think we were talking about that before we even spoke to Connie, where we've had the advance for a little bit. So we've listened to the album a couple of times. Yeah. And it's every time we talk about it, we're like, this shit is going to change just this genre of music, or it's gonna cause a ripple effect, or it's gonna be one of those albums that, you know, people love it when it first comes out, but in like the next couple of years when people are revisiting it, they're gonna be like, holy shit, like, why weren't we doing this before? Why wasn't this fucking massive before? So whether it's today or in like fucking 2-3 years, this album will get its well-deserved flowers for sure. It's going to become like a fucking staple, I think.
Yeah. It's an incredibly sick album. So stoked on it. And stoked to see, you know, what happens with the band, where this takes them, hoping to catch them live off this album cycle, because I still haven't seen them yet. But now I'm like I've been on the train for a while. Like, we've been following for a long time. We covered the last record. But now I'm like, I'm on the train. I'm with everybody. I'm on the hype train. I'm aboard. Choo-choo. And I want to see where this goes. Hopefully catch them live now that I'm like really, you know, into the band. So stoked on that. And check out our interview with Connie. We dove into the album a lot. So.
Hell yeah. The Ghost Inside dropped a new album, Searching for Solace.
I enjoyed this record. We spoke about it with Earnit because, you know, people were getting all torn up and all upset because they had gone soft. They were going Octane. Oh no. I don't know. I liked Earnit. I don't give a shit. I mean, people clearly didn't like that song when I saw them, because the crowd went mild for that song, but all the other songs, the crowd went wild. So people, the reception of that song was definitely negative. But that was like your very standard, this is what it's going to be. Like, that, you know what this song is trying to accomplish. Death Grip, you know, had some riffs, had some headbanging moments, was heavy. And I think that those two sides of the coin, just in those two singles alone, kind of showcases what this record is. There's definitely an Octane core tinge to the record. There's a lot of you know, big choruses, riffs, all that shit, like, sounds like shit you would hear on Octane. And I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. I for one enjoy it. Not
you are an Octane enjoyer.
Not all the time. Like, there's times where I'm like, I'm good. I want to go listen to something else, but I enjoy it from time to time. But this album also has enough heavy moments for me, and not to mention I also enjoy Octane Core, where I've been digging this record a lot. I've been listening to it. This was my album of choice, funnily enough, over the weekend. that I was checking out in between getting familiarizing myself extra well with the Attila set list. So I've been enjoying this record a lot. I think that it's a good blend between the two. I do think that there's some moments on here for the old fans, although, you know, those same fans would have to get through the songs that they're complaining about to get to those moments, which is, you know, upsetting for them. But I enjoyed the record. I've been having a blast with it. Honestly, hearing this record for the first time, I was like, that was kind of what was like, maybe I will go see this band live, because I've always enjoyed their music. Never, you know, I've seen them a couple of times, never really checked them out outside of that. So I'm familiar with, you know, the big songs that they play live. But I was like, I heard this record and I was like, it's just like, it blew me away the first time I heard it. I don't know. But yeah, I've been fucking with it.
Good. I'm happy to hear you. I mean, you were sitting with this album for the whole weekend. So that's great. Mm-hmm. I did like this record. I'm going to start off with that. Is it my favorite record that has come out this year? I don't think so. I do agree that I do think that there is a good balance, or they're getting there with the balance of that kind of octane core, which is such a funny fucking genre. It's just fucking metal that isn't super heavy. It's more palatable, at least in my experience. I
hate using that term because it's like, it's mm-hmm. so negative, but like when we talk about it, it's not mm-hmm. a negative term because we both enjoy that style of music.
Exactly. And it's also, shouldn't radios be like the goal? Because that means your band is successful?
Maybe a little bit.
So it's like, why are we putting that down? Yeah. I don't know. Anyways, so I do think that they are getting there with that kind of balance of octane core with also still some moments where it's heavier for the older fans or for the metalheads or whatever the hell you want to call them. I do think that they were a little heavy-handed with the octane core, and they could have definitely woven in some more heavy bits, more like heavier breakdowns, heavy riffs, just more of that. That's because it's like we're fucking switching spots right now, because now I'm like, I want more heavy. When before, like 2 years ago, I was like, boo, heavy.
No,
I can't.
No, I like the drums.
Like literally. But now I want more heavy stuff. So I feel like if this was released 2 years ago, for me, if this was released 2 years ago, I would have been so all over this, because it's that, it feels like kind of like that gateway album where it's like, if you listen to this, it's the stepping stone for heavier stuff. But I feel like because I'm already kind of past that point, I'm already like, I just want heavier, heavier, mm-hmm. heavier. Give me heavier.
Yeah.
So in that context, if I was listening to this 2 years ago before I got into metal, I think this record be fucking immaculate. But because personally I prefer heavier stuff now, it's not quite hitting that spot for me. I do still think it's a great record. I think it has great moments. But I do feel like it's just tilted a little more to the octane side, which isn't as satisfying for me, but I still do think it's good.
Yeah, it definitely is leaning a little bit more on that because, you know, but you know, I don't mind a big chorus in a metal song. I don't mind the standard breakdown in the middle of the song after this part, and you know, I don't
mind. You can tell it's coming.
Yeah, I don't mind that structure in a song because it gives me familiarity even when I don't know the song. That is one thing that I've, you know, caught on to listening to the record more, is there are more of those moments than maybe I initially noticed on the first listen, but I've been fucking with it nonetheless. I like the way it opens with Going Under. You know, big fan of Earn It and Death Grip, Wrath, Reckoning. I could go on and on. Really been enjoying this record. Wish that they were playing more off of it on the tour supporting the record, but that's okay. Their old music's good too, and I think the crowd would stand there and look at them weird if they played too much of this album, I'm going to be honest. So, just based on the reception of the singles.
That shit pisses me off so bad. It's not on them, obviously, because you got to play what people are going to show up for. And if you saw that there's already negative reception with the singles, or people just aren't giving as much energy towards the singles for the album, obviously you're not going to
play the
like
deep
fucking
cuts.
overload. Exactly. Overload the fucking set list with the album. But it's just so frustrating because I go to album tours to hear that album because it's that tour where it's like, oh, you're probably not going to hear this shit on like a regular set list after this tour. But it's like, damn, if you're not even playing like a lot of the album, why even call it that tour for that album? Like, I went like 3 weeks, like Don Broco's fucking Amazing Things tour. They barely played fucking Amazing Things. Like, they played a lot of Technology. And that shit, seeing it, pissed me off because I was like, dude, Technology's been out for fucking ages. You can play fucking Revenge Body or whatever the fuck. They just played that for the first time live like last year, and the record's been out for 3 years now. So it's just like when bands do that, it's just so frustrating because it's like I'm paying to see the album or a tour set list that's front loaded or just loaded up with this album. I'm sorry, fuck the fans, play the fucking
Well,
album.
I just think that there
That's
should
me, though.
be set
That's
list
me.
staples, and then, it doesn't have to be the full record, but a healthy dose of that album, and be like, if you enjoyed the record, this is your time to come see us play it, because the next time we tour, once the album's been out for a year and a half, is going to be the
We won't be playing it.
standard quote unquote set list, the hits.
Yeah, we'll take one and two and put them on the set list and make them reoccurring. We'll make those staples versus it pisses me off so bad, genuinely. Ugh.
Escape the Fate dropped the new deluxe edition of their album Out of the Shadows. This one is Out of the Shadows 2.0. Now, we've already spoken about Out of the Shadows, the original 10 songs. We spoke to Craig about it.
We did.
We really dove deep into the album. That album
Was a
wound
good
up
one.
making my top 10 last year. So I enjoyed it a lot. So seeing 10 more songs come out,
Yeah.
and only
A
one
whole new
si
record, basically.
yeah, basically a whole second record. There were 22
Yeah.
songs on this. So yeah, another 10, 9 if we're not counting the remix. The whole 9 new songs coming out. I'm like, wow, that's wasn't expecting that. And only one single. Like they could have milked this for a while and gotten a lot of
Oh,
singles out of it.
yeah.
But I like these songs. Like I thought that most of them were pretty good. A couple of them I was like, yeah, there's I can see why it didn't maybe didn't make the record. But I was a big fan of this album, so these songs, although they didn't make the cut for the record, still feel like that album, very much so. So I enjoyed it a lot. I think that the 12 they picked for the record were some of the best. I mean, I think that the Dearly Departed should have been on the fucking album. That song is
I agree.
fucking awesome. Like, put that in instead of FUN and Funeral. I hate that I like that song. I'm just gonna put that out there.
Yeah.
But other songs like Feral and Weight of the World, and I mean, they got the fucking title track on the B-sides. What the fuck is that
Which
about?
was fucking wild. Yeah, I saw that and I was like, okay, whose fucking idea was this? Who thought of that? That's just fucking ridiculous to me.
But overall I enjoyed it. I like that we were fed with more music, and that it didn't suck. Although I had high hopes when I saw them put out B-sides, because the last record that they put out, 2020, we both didn't enjoy that record, but then they put out B-sides, and I thought that the B-sides were the best songs, minus the one single that I really liked off that album, Not My Problem.
Yeah.
I thought that those B-sides were the best songs that they had made for that entire album cycle. So I had high hopes for the B-sides because I enjoyed the last record's B-sides so much. So I think that these are solid. I enjoyed them a lot, and I will be coming back. I think it breathes new life into the record for me, because it's been a minute since I've spun this album in full.
Absolutely. I did really like this B-sides record. I do think, as you kind of mentioned before, They're kind of B-side. You could tell that they're B-sides, but it definitely doesn't take away or it doesn't feel like filler or anything. It's just like, I can understand why these weren't put on the album, but it doesn't feel half-assed with them just putting this out just for more streams or anything. One little nitpick, fucking Bloodline, great song, right? But I feel like it fucking baits you because it's like, no, we're gonna have a fucking crazy ass breakdown here. And then it's like, the breakdown wasn't as crazy or heavy as I wanted it to be. Because with just the fucking lyrics in it, it all just sounds like it's gonna be fucking crazy. And then it just, to me, kind of plateaus rather than goes into a fucking like crazy ass fucking explosion. But then again, it is Escape the Fate. So they aren't gonna fucking make something that makes you wanna fucking rip your hair out and fucking punch a wall. So, you know, you gotta know who you're listening to, and get your expectations from there. But I did think it was a really good B-sides record. Basically a fucking double album. So yeah, I liked it.
Hell yeah, wholeheartedly agree.
Jiraiya dropped a new album, Trust Ceremony. Okay, so this is one of my favorite records that we have spoken about this week, up against, you know, Steve Space Cowboy, Ghost Inside, Escape the Fate. I am so proud of Jiraiya. We've been following them for years, since the
2020.
beginning. Were they on the first Good Noise Fest? I don't think they were.
Oh, I don't
I could
think
look,
so.
but I don't know.
The winter one, I believe.
Winterfest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
But either way,
then
that just shows.
2022.
Yeah, shit. So it's like we've fucking loved Jiraiya for ages. Constantly has been putting out music that I've personally never heard before, and I think that's why we kind of kept them in the loop, kind of stayed tuned in, because it's always been shit that I've never heard, or it's just like, oh wow, this is, you don't hear this every day. You don't hear just the combo of fucking saxophones or fucking shit with a with I don't even know how to begin to explain his music, but it's just fun and upbeat and always like bouncy, and it just it makes you want to fucking move. And seeing that in the alternative scene is just so fun, and I love it. Jiraiya himself, great person, so sweet, so kind. So that just makes it even easier to be able to say I fucking love this record. Great start to finish, front to back. My favorites are, I did fucking love the opener, Toothpacked. I also did like Risk, 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 which was a single, so you know, don't fucking kill me. I also did like Eat Your Friends. That one grew on me. I've listened to the album a couple times now, and before it wasn't my favorite because to me it felt very busy, I guess. Is it would be the right word to say it, and but I gave it a couple more listens because I was like, this is usually the type of shit that I like. I like music where it's like you have to listen to it a couple times to pick apart what's actually happening. It's like a little puzzle for me. So on like the third listen of it, I was like, oh, I fucking get it now. This is so fun. I love this song so much. Great record. Loved it so much. Well done.
Yeah, wholeheartedly agree. This record was great. You know, as Gloria said, we've been following Jiraiya for quite a while, have always enjoyed what he's put out. But this record really takes it to a whole new level. You know, as he's been saying on Twitter, as he says on the record, this took 5 years. I mean, he was literally down to the wire. Like, he posted that he finalized the album the Monday before it came out. Like, he was down to the
Shit.
fucking wire on this record. And you know, I really think that he stepped up. He went up another level here with everything. I really, really enjoyed this record. As Gloria also mentioned, Toothpacked as the opener. I really like that. You know, just talking about what's going on, the record, 5 years, like that line really, really hit me. I was like, that's fucking sick. Big shot. Risk, risk, risk. And I feel like risk, risk, risk really starts that the part of the record where I really enjoy, which is like the bulk middle half, like basically up to Concerns, is the part of the record where I'm just like every single song blows me the fuck away.
Absolutely.
But you know, that's not to discredit the last couple of songs on the record. I think that those are great as well. Also, huge shout out to the transitions on this record that make a lot of these songs seamless into each other.
Absolutely.
I like that a lot. But overall, you know, I really enjoyed this record. It's great to see Jiraiya crushing it. I mean, he went out on a headliner before the album was even really announced. There were some songs out, but he announced the record during the headliner and he sold out a bunch of shows. And it's just super cool to see, because like we've been following him. Like, we were following him when he hit 10,000 monthly listeners, and then when he hit 100,000 monthly listeners, I remember everybody going batshit insane on Twitter when he crossed that 100,000 mile mark. And now, you know, he's almost at 500,000. He hit New Music Friday playlist, which is fucking huge. He's on the cover of the New Noise Spotify playlist. Like, just getting to watch Jiraiya take over the world and really blow the fuck up has been awesome to see. And just stoked on all the success, stoked on this record, and stoked to see what is next in the Jiraiya camp. Because I think that, you know, this record's gonna do big things for him. It's an incredibly solid record that blends his sound very well with like some more rock focused tracks as well. Like, there are a couple of songs on here with just straight up drums, bass, guitar. So very, very excited to see what comes of this.
Damn right.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Memphis Mayfire dropped their new single, Chaotic. I have been enjoying this single a lot. It is so fucking catchy. I don't care that people online are being like, oh my god, they wrote the fucking Octane song, and oh, who would have thought they're gonna scream before the chorus. I don't care. The song is catchy. It's so fucking catchy. It's been an earworm since the first time I heard it. I've been enjoying it a lot, and I like this band, and I like this song a lot, and I play it multiple times every single time it comes on.
I was not the biggest fan of this song. I've listened to it a couple of times, so I don't even have that. Maybe it just needs to grow on me. I mean, still, maybe it needs to grow on me. Maybe in the context of something, God knows, it'll be good. Sorry. Not that it... this is like a backhanded thing. To me, it sounds a little bit too much like Set It Off. Mm-hmm. I like Set It Off. Memphis Mayfire is not Set It Off. Why do two different bands that in my head never cross paths sound to me indistinguishable? I'm listening and I'm like, this just straight up just sounds like a Set It Off song, which again is fine. I like Set It Off. But when I'm fucking seeing the name Memphis Mayfire under it, I'm like, okay, what? What's going on? Again, I like Set It Off. But Memphis Mayfire, I don't know what you were doing with this one. Respectfully, I'm still tuned in. You haven't lost me, but I'm a little confused. I'm a little scared.
Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah, I like this song. So I don't care what your opinion is. How's that sound?
Yeah, fuck your opinion. Okay. Mothica dropped a new single, "Curiosity Killed the Moth." I thought this was good. It's a little slower than what I wanted, I guess, but it still did have kind of that, obviously, that Mothica tinge to it. So I did still really like it a lot. I do enjoy some Mothica.
Yeah, yeah. The first couple of singles off this record coming out in August have been on the slower side. I'm hoping that, you know, we get some bangers, which I'm sure are going to come. But I've enjoyed this song. I enjoyed the last one. I'm stoked on this record. Stoked to get a new single every 3 weeks. Although I'm sure by the end of it, we're going to be like, oh my God, just put it out already. Like we are.
That's
always
usually how it goes.
So yeah, I'm just stoked on more Mothica. I've been tuning in every whenever the release is at 12 a.m. I'm always up, so I'm tuning in when it comes out, checking it out. Big fan of Mothica, so stoked for this upcoming record.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely. This is the visual record as well that she's doing, right?
Yeah, she's well, that's why
Yeah.
there's a single every 3 weeks, because she's got a music video that drops that accompanies the song and continues to build the story that's being built with the record. I haven't watched the music videos yet,
Badass.
but I do think that's a pretty cool idea, and I should be tuning
Absolutely.
in.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Damn right.
Bad Omens dropped a new single and then a Booty Cheeks remix. The single is
Ass.
called The Drain, and the remix, the Booty Cheeks remix, is The Death of Peace of Mind. We'll just get the hate for the remix out of the way.
Jesus Christ.
So we typically don't cover remixes anymore, because this is typically the response we have to them. But this is off of they announced their upcoming OST thing from their last record. So there's going to be, some new tracks like The Drain. There's going to be a bunch of remixes. So we're going to be covering that, because it's Bad Omens. So we'll be covering that when it comes out. Hence why we're covering this remix. But I have a feeling that this song is going to stay being not liked. This remix was straight up Booty Cheeks asshole, and I'm worried about the rest of the remixes, because there's a lot on that track list. Not a fan of the remix.
Can we leave remixes in like 2023? Like, I thought we were done, you know? I'd gone so long without listening to a fucking remix.
Then we had
Austin
two
Knight was
today.
out of the studio. No. Oh, don't. This remix was so bad. I was listening to it this morning when I was working out. I was doing weights today. So, you know, I have to have fucking shit to get me to pump iron or whatever the fuck. And this shit just ruined my flow completely. I don't know why it's fucking like nightcore or whatever. And then it's like, it just fucked up the entire beat. It fell off of the beat somehow when it's like, these tracks were already laid out. How did you fall off a beat? Like, it genuinely fucking upset me, the entire thing. Whoever remixed this, I'm sorry, because I know you probably were
Worked so
fucking
hard.
stoked.
Yeah.
And you worked so hard because this is fucking Bad Omen, so it's a big deal. I hope your community finds this and likes this because we are not your target audience. Because this was, I'm sorry, this was hot dookie shit, man. Like, this was like so bad. I mean, maybe at like a rave or something, like this shit would go crazy, but in the comfort of my home at 5:30 a.m., this shit did not go hard. This shit did not go hard at
This shit
all.
went the opposite of hard. This shit went soft.
This shit went soft, bro. It was, oh my God. On the brighter side, the single, The Drain, I thought it was good. Is it at the same level as like the other tracks that I like by Bad Omens? I don't think so. It's definitely kind of a B-side. But I'm very excited to now with a more open mind. I mean, we can only go up from the fucking remix, to be fair. Like, that was like fucking. That was like whale poop, and then there's the fucking remix. I don't know if you get that fucking reference. I hope you do.
I don't, but I'm laughing anyway because it was funny.
fuck. Yeah, no, it was the fucking re I keep going back to the remix. The single was good. Remix was just so shit. I can't stop talking about it. That's all I
The
got.
single was solid. I'm excited about this upcoming project, we're gonna call it.
I don't even know what the fuck it is. They tweeted it and I was like, what are you saying
Are
right
you
now? Like,
announcing a video
genuinely,
game?
I didn't understand what it was because they were like coming soon and then fucking State of the Scene tweeted about it. I was like, this is still not
I
translating
didn't
for me.
retweet it as soon as they announced it, because I needed a couple of hours to process it and understand what they were announcing before I
Yeah.
could then, back it.
Yeah, to be like, oh yeah. Cause it's like I read it and I was like, guys, she's like a video game. Is this another tour? Are you doing a tour movie? Or what's happening? I Man, and then I saw them on the fucking playlist. So I was like, oh, it was songs. Okay. I felt so fucking dumb, dude. It was difficult.
I
It was
mean, it is
difficult.
an interesting idea. They got a lot of bands on board. Obviously a bunch of producers as well, because there's a lot of remixes, but they got some
Yeah.
bands on board, some very well-known bands. So it's definitely cool to see. It's an interesting idea, something that I think works well for their brand, and I think they're going to be able to pull it off.
Yeah.
Whether pull it off, yes. Whether or not we're going to enjoy the full project, different story, but I think that no
Questionable.
matter what, there's going to be respect for the project because it is such an interesting endeavor. With that being said, we'll cover that at the end of the month when it's out, end of next month. But the song "The Drain" was solid. I'm stoked on that, and stoked to see what other B-sides come with this project. You want to rapid fire the rest of these? Got like 10 minutes.
I know. Loveless dropped in a single. I love it when it rains. I fucking love Loveless when it rains. I don't fucking know. I tried. Really liked the song a lot. It immediately you could tell it's fucking Loveless, and that's a good thing. You guys have your sound. It sounds great. Julian, your fucking vocals will always be some of my favorite vocals I've ever heard in the scene.
Yeah, hell yeah. This song fucking rips. This band, they know how to write a song, they know how to write a fucking chorus. They announced their upcoming tour, goes on sale
Huge.
Friday. Big tour,
Yeah.
a lot of very
Big
big
tour.
rooms, very cool to
Big things
see
coming.
for them. So that's very cool. Very patiently waiting for this album announced, which I thought was going to happen with this song, because they had started teasing this tour as well. But we'll see. We'll see. Hopefully this album is announced soon, because I would assume it's coming. But I
I
enjoyed
would,
this
yeah,
song,
soon.
and stoked for more.
Damn right. Damn right.
Capstan and Ollie from Broadside
What's
dropped their
up?
new single "What You Want." I like this song. Album comes out in a month. Very, very excited about that.
Hell yeah. I also loved this song. Love this song a lot. Ollie is a fucking legend. His vocals are so fucking fun. I love Broadside a lot. Have loved Broadside for a while. Throw back to our first fucking interview with him.
Hell yeah.
That was fucking awesome. Yeah, great song. Loved it a lot. Left to Suffer and Alejandro Aranda dropped a new single, Forever. I thought this was good. Yeah, that was good.
I enjoyed the song a lot. They've got a new album coming out in August. Very, very sick. They have a lot of features on there. Big fan of Left to Suffer. We chatted about their last record. So stoked for more. Didn't expect another record so soon. So very stoked on
No.
that. The Early November dropped their new single, "The Fool." I thought this song was solid. Their new record comes out in June, self-titled. That's very exciting. Very stoked on this song. Was a banger.
Damn right. Song was great. Very excited. Hell yeah. Can't Swim dropped a new single, No Backbone. I do enjoy some Can't Swim. Big fan. I like this band a lot. They're going on tour with Belmont.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome. Love both those bands. They are coming to Virginia, but it's okay. I forgive you guys.
That's okay. Yeah. They've been crushing it. I wasn't expecting more "Can't Swim" so soon after that last record, but can't
Yeah.
complain. I really like this song. This is probably one of my favorite "Can't Swim" songs, because I like their albums, but I have a hard time with their singles. Most of the time, like, I enjoy their records, but the singles, I'm like, I know that the album's gonna be good, and I like the song, but I don't love
Yeah.
it. I really like this
Yeah.
song, so I am stoked. Whatever comes next. I mean, could be another record for all we know.
Yeah, who the hell knows, man? What? Yeah.
Trash Boat dropped their new single, "Break You." Another fucking ripper from Trash Boat. Been a minute since a record, so patiently waiting for hopefully an album over here. But until then, this song was a banger.
Damn right. I do enjoy some Trash Boat. Please drop the album, EP, collection of songs into our messages if it exists. I'm sure it does. Thank you. Big fan. Paris dropped a new single, Oil and Water. I thought this was good. I thought it was just good, you know?
Yeah.
That's like all I have for it, if I'm being honest. I don't really have any like, oh my God, I would have changed this. I hated that. It was just like, yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I liked it. It didn't totally blow me away. But I enjoyed it. Not writing off whatever this project is going to be, because I had a similar feeling about the last record with some of the singles. Not quite blowing me away in single form. So I liked this. I'm keeping my hopes up, optimistic, cautious optimism, you know the vibes. I liked it.
You just liked it. Yeah. All right.
Patiently waiting for more. From Ashes to New, and Of Mice and Men dropped a new single, One Foot in the Grave, off of From Ashes to New's upcoming deluxe edition of their last album, Blackout. They've got some pretty sick collabs on here, both old existing songs on the record, some new. Should be fucking cool. I like the song a lot. I think Aaron is a sick addition to the song. I think it makes a lot of sense. And hell yeah, stoked for this deluxe edition. Crazy just how big this fucking band's gotten.
For real, yeah. I do like From Ashes to New. I was not the biggest fan of this song, but always open to hear whatever they're working on. The Funeral Portrait and The Used dropped a new single, You're So Ugly When You Cry. This song is so fucking good, and I'm not just saying that because I know these guys. Not Bert. I don't know Bert, unless you're open to that, Bert. But Funeral Portrait fucking crushed this shit. This song has big song potential, like blow up fucking radio. I can't get this song away from anything I love. And that's great because it's great. And the Funeral Portrait has been working their asses off to get to this point. So I'm very excited for them.
Yeah, this song was fucking cool. First time, you know, listening to a full Funeral Portrait song, although Glory's been talking about them a lot to me. Fucking sick. Super cool to hear Bert, especially as much as Bert is on this song. He's on this song a lot, which is super cool to see. Yeah, and he just fits the vibe so well. I like the song a lot. Stoked for what's to come from the Funeral Portrait. Mm-hmm. And our last single, Hill Haven, dropped their debut single, Damn to Dream. This is a fucking super group, bro.
Yeah, let's talk about it. So it's two guys from Ashes to New. Ricky from Ice Nine Kills, and Hawk, this is the Apocalypse, whatever you wanna say. Chris Kelly, who tours with Baby Metal and is formerly touring member of Ice Nine Kills as well. He filled in Dan's spot. Fucking crazy ass lineup. Incredible. Was very excited to see that they were teasing this. Obviously I follow both. I follow all these guys, so it was just kind of seeing the same teaser shit pop up on my timeline. I was like, Jesus Christ, guys, what are we doing now? I thought this song was good. It's a great starting off point. I'm very excited to see what else they have, what else they're working on. But yeah, I did enjoy it.
Yeah, I enjoyed the song a lot. You know, it's exactly what I expect when you put this many great musicians in a room together. You know, this is what gets spat out. Excited to see what's to come from this. You know, and I hope that it's not just a super group that's dead in the water after two songs, and that a project comes out of this, because it's so fucking good. That is all the topics we have today. You can follow us on Twitter. It's good_noise_cast. Instagram is Good Noise Podcast. Facebook is Good Noise Pod. TikTok is Good Noise Podcast. YouTube is Good Noise Podcast. Every audio streaming service ever is Good Noise Podcast. And Patreon is patreon.com/Good Noise Podcast. Gloria's got your Patreon supporters, Twitch subs, your merch plug, your gear plug, your important plugs. And then we're going to sign off.
Thank you to our Patreon supporters, my brother, fucking Matt from Pulses, Brady, Zari, Pop Punk Apologist, and Eric. And thank you to our Twitch subs, Coaster Lover, and then Matt again from Pulses. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Check out our merch. It is, I always have the fucking tab small, goodnoisepodcast.creator-spring.com. Check out our setup and everything in the description. Everything's down there, whether you're on fucking YouTube, Spotify, all the links will always be there to go rate our setup. important plugs, Black Lives Matter, Stop Asian Hate, Free Palestine, Be a Decent Person, and support small bands and small artists.
Hell yeah. All right. Well, that's all we have today. We won't be live next week, but we'll be back the week after. Just stay tuned to the old Twitter. You know where to find it. We tweet and then we post on the Instagram story. So I have been Shane.
I have been Glory.
And we have been the Good Noise Podcast. See you in 2 weeks. Bye.
Bye.